Michigan's largest insurance company recently announced plans to eliminate coverage for various weight loss drugs starting next year. The company stated that coverage for the GLP-1 drugs will end for a large group of fully insured members on January 1st, 2025, and upon their health coverage renewal date in 2025. Furthermore, changes to prior authorization requirements for several other weight loss medicines will take effect on August 1st. We're talking about Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Now, to delve deeper into these changes and their potential impact, we're joined on the JR Morning Live line by Dustin Walsh, senior reporter for Crane's Detroit Business. Dustin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So what's the rationale behind the decision, and what immediate impact will it have on the patients?
Sure. I mean, the absolute rationale is cost. These drugs, there's only about 10,000 patients that Blue Cross covers on these drugs at the moment, and they're costing them about $100 million a year. And so we've seen sort of costs just continually sort of take a larger chunk of different payment models and different, whether it's Medicaid, Medicare, we've seen those go up significantly, and pharmacy costs are showing up at large. And so these drugs are kind of the target because they're growing in popularity so much. As far as impact goes on patients, I mean, obviously these patients will gain the weight back. There's been significant evidence to show that as soon as patients sort of stop taking these, unless they've done committed to significant lifestyle changes, they'll gain the weight back. And then there's the issue of, how well these GLP-1 drugs work at preventing heart attack and stroke. They've been approved, at least one of them has been approved by the FDA to sort of treat heart disease, or at least prevent. And so there are clinicians out there that believe that, we're going to see the risk of heart disease go up. In a double-blind trial for the FDA in 2023 showed that Wegovy specifically reduced the risk of heart attack, stroke, and death from other cardiovascular issues by 20%. And so clinicians may have a reason to be sort of fearful there.
And this is not happening right now. It's a phase out that begins in August?
Yes. In August, they'll make it more difficult, and they'll basically kind of help you transition to other methods, to other sort of weight management things. But yes, by January 1st, it'll be completely gone. Unless you have a self-funded employer that would like to cover the cost of these drugs, of course.
I understand that the costs are huge. Blue Cross, didn't they anticipate that when they agreed to cover this? Or was it one of those situations where they got in, covered it first, expected their competitors to follow suit, and the competitors didn't, so now they're at a competitive disadvantage?
Right. We don't know the actual reason for that, but it does. I would agree with you on the second point. I think they got in, thought it was going to be sort of competitive market to operate in, and that they were really effective drugs. And then they realized that no one else was doing it, and those costs were just, exorbitant.
So when you look down the road to the future, what does the future hold for these obesity treatments in the healthcare industry? I mean, are there any emerging trends or innovations that might offer a solution to the cost and coverage problem?
Yeah, so far, no. These GLP-1s seem to be, I mean, if you talk to clinicians, they will say it's the most effective thing at preventing to combat weight loss that's ever been created. And so really what everyone seems to be targeting in sort of a big insurer like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, one of the biggest in the country, sort of going offline with these may trigger more people to look at the makers of these drugs. The makers of Wegovy, Novo Nordisk, I mean, we're talking, a 31% year-over-year increase in sales. Their diabetes and obesity division sales went up 154%. They're really raking in the benefits from these drugs. And so it's either going to take sort of Congress, like they did with insulin, to weigh in and prevent sort of these, what one would argue is gouging, or it's going to take a long list of competitors entering this market, which we may see as well. So it sort of, does this trigger some sort of larger response from us as a people?
Dustin, what about Medicaid? Does Medicaid cover it?
They do, and there's been significant concern about that. If everyone that was basically obese in this country that's on Medicaid started taking this, you're talking about, costs that would be over $166 billion annually from Medicare and Medicaid. And so, you know, they're really trying to, you know, we've seen Bernie Sanders go out and say, you know, it's going to bankrupt our entire healthcare system, the cost of these. You know, so it's, you know, Medicare spending on just the GLP-1s, which does include treatment for type 2 diabetes. And I want to reinforce that that's the largest segment of these drugs, mm-hmm. is to treat type 2 diabetes. I mean, cost was $5.7 billion in 2022. So you can see sort of the runway there, right? You can go from almost $6 billion to $166 billion really fast. And so you're going to see, I think, more and more concern about that from the federal government and likely some sort of response.
I think, you know, if people trying to assign blame here and say who the good guys and bad guys are, you know, is Blue Cross a bad guy or is it Big Pharma that certainly doesn't seem to be discounting this, any, even though they're dealing in volumes they never even dreamed of? I guess the other side of it is you talk to the medical societies, Dustin, how worried are they that there will still be patients that suffer, even though Blue Cross says a lot of these patients aren't taking it properly?
Right. Yeah. So a lot of them, you know, Blue Cross was sort of their excuse was to cite, you know, oh, well, we don't think a lot of people are taking it past 9 months. And these drugs do have side effects. You know, one of the big side effects is nausea. Apparently, the nausea can get so bad that you don't longer want to take it. So we've seen patients about 15 at the University of Michigan at their sort of, you know, weight loss clinic. The director there said about 15% of users stop after 3 months and 68% of them are off by 1 year. But we don't know the long-term, issues as to why. You know, maybe they lost the weight and they changed their lifestyle to the point where they no longer wanted to take these drugs and feel the side effects. Or maybe the side effects were too strong, or, you know, maybe their insurer stopped covering them. We do know a lot of insurance plans, the smaller ones, will cover it. University of Michigan Health System, the insurance that they have for their employees, for instance, they'll cover it, but only for 24 months. And so, you know, everyone's trying to control these costs. So we don't know the long-term really reality of what patients are doing and why they're leaving these drugs.
Dustin, very quickly, because we only have a few seconds left, I have heard of some people that want Ozempic. They don't want to play the brand name game. So they're going to compounding services and getting it compounded independently and cutting it by the cost by 2/3. Have you heard the same thing? And are there dangers with doing that? Only a few seconds left, though.
Yes, we've heard that. And yes, there absolutely are dangers to compounding medicine and relying on sort of a lot of these internet-based systems that are out there. We don't know what they're really doing. There hasn't been long-term studies on that. So yes, I would consider that dangerous and would to avoid that.
Yeah, even though the cost cuts are pretty compelling.
Exactly. Desperation makes people do things that are dangerous sometimes.
Yeah.